This is Benchmark Happenings. Brought to you by Jonathan and Steve from Benchmark Home Loans. Northeast Tennessee, Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol, the Tri-Cities. One of the most beautiful places in the country to live. Tons of great things to do and awesome local businesses. And on this show, you'll find out why people are dying to move to Northeast Tennessee. And on the way, we'll have discussions about mortgages and we'll interview people in the real estate industry. It's what we do. This is Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Benchmark Home Loans. And now your host, Christine Reed.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Benchmark Happening. So today is a very special day. We have with us John Brady, who is owner and proprietor of Patriot Popcorn, and John is also a veteran.
Yes, ma'am.
So, John, thank you for your service. And I will have to say, you are the very first veteran that we have interviewed here on Benchmark Happenings.
Oh, boy. Must be because I was in the Army, not the Marines.
Yeah. So Patriot Popcorn, tell us a little bit about how did you come up with this idea of selling popcorn?
Yeah, absolutely. So when my brother and I were kids, we always joked about one day owning our own popcorn shop, and we were going to have tons of different flavors, movie theaters, you know. And what started as a joke turned into a reality down the road. I come up to him and it says, "We've always talked about doing it. Why don't we just go ahead and do it?" And he's like, "Okay." So that's what started it. It was just a joke and it turned into reality.
Oh, wow. So where did you get the name Patriot?
Absolutely. So both of us are patriots, and Patriot stands for God, country, and family. And with us, we have our faith. We love our country. We love our fellow countrymen. And we absolutely have a desire love for our family.
That is awesome. So I love that. So Patriot Popcorn, that's located here downtown Johnson City.
Yep, corner of the state of Franklin and South Rome.
Okay. Now, how long have you been there?
June 2nd was our 1 year mark. What are we now, the 12th? So, yeah, a little over a year.
Okay. Well, we hope East Tennessee's been good to you.
So far, yes.
Okay, that's great. So we came down for a visit on Friday. And it was a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you guys out there listening, you've got to visit Patriot Popcorn. John Brady has perfected the all-time best flavors of popcorn, and there are so many varieties. So a couple of them I want to talk about because we sampled them. And one was the birthday cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun one.
So what are your top flavors?
All right, so crack, that's number one. That's our caramel covered in cheddar. It's a perfect salty sweet, as I tell everybody, but that one, very hard to keep on the shelf. Moving on to that is Blend 1776. It's a bourbon whiskey-infused salted caramel pretzel. Us infantrymen, we always have to have bourbon, so that's where that one come from. And then maple bacon pecan, it's like breakfast in a bag. Caramel and the caramel and cheddar mix.
Oh, my goodness. Did you bring any today?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was already taken. It's hiding somewhere within the facility.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we loved it. And we tried the bourbon popcorn. So for all you bourbon lovers out there, you've got to try this. It's so good. And also, there was a caramel one that we tried as well.
Highly classified, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the one Christy mentioned upstairs.
Yeah, it was delicious. So I had to take it away from my husband this weekend. He opened the bag and he started eating that one. And he's like, "Honey, if you don't take this away from me, I'm going to eat the whole thing." So.
Sorry, not sorry.
So that's how good it is. And how do you keep it so fresh? I mean, it tastes so wonderful.
So one of the big things that we learned from other places we've gone to is they put everything into bins when they cook it. And air is popcorn's worst enemy. So everything that I cook or create is bagged and tagged right away. So I'm usually getting about a month and a half to 2 months with the product on a test. And then in canisters, about 4 months, but it doesn't last that long. As soon as that bag's open, it's gone.
Okay. So you better do your munching quick, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can store it in the pantry and it'll be perfectly fine for a little while, but that's all on you.
Yeah. And so how did you come up with all these unique, these flavors are just so unique. I mean, I've never heard of like birthday cake and bourbon popcorn and all those things. It's so creative. Yeah.
So basically, it's just kind of like any recipe, you know, that you grow up with and you kind of add your own little tweak to it. Well, it's just the same thing. Like my brother and I, we would mess around in the house and steam out the house or smoke out the house. Mom would get mad at us. But you learn about the old ways of doing caramel. And it's all about heat, you know. So the higher the heat, the crunchier it's going to be. The lower the heat, the softer it's going to be. And that's where you get like your caramel chews and all those good little treats. But same thing with like the cheddar cheeses, you know, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to cheddar. And there's not a lot out there that's very good when it comes to trying to find a cheese that you're going to use for popcorn. And so I don't tell anybody what I use, but I finally found one. I was like, yeah, my brother and I, we started munching on it and we just kept it a secret since.
Yes, I would keep all those a secret.
Yes.
So now, and I'm listening to you, John, and as we talked on Friday, you're not from around here. Yep. To East Tennessee. So where did you grow up and what brought you here to Northeast Tennessee?
Absolutely. So, my hometown is Elizabeth, Illinois, small little town, famously known for, the Black Hawk War of 1832. And then from there, moved to the suburbs when mom was diagnosed with cancer, helped take care of her. And from there, my brother and I were just kind of traveling about when we decided to do this idea. And we come across Cody, Wyoming, and that's where we were initially going to go. But you had to have a lot of money to get out there, and I'm broke. So we decided, well, a lot of Tennessee used to come down for camping trips. We were going to check out Elizabethton and Jonesboro, and we stumbled upon Johnson City and saw the potential, and we were like, yeah, this is going to be a good place. So we came across this little storefront that we have now and decided to go for it, set up shop, and ultimately what set it in record was finding out that there is a massive veteran community, and that's what we do, direct work with those individuals. So we had to set up shop here.
That's great. That's great. So what's been your favorite thing about East Tennessee since you've moved here?
Oh, well, definitely the moonshine.
Okay.
I found a couple of friends. I've got some folks that make it legal, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that and then just everything outdoors. That's what I'm all about. You got Cherokee National Forest right here. You got Watauga Lake. I mean, that was fantastic to see when we first got down here. I mean, it was almost surreal. But yeah, I mean, that's my go-to. So being surrounded by the woods like that, it's perfect.
That's, you know what, that's good to hear, because we, you know, being in the mortgage business, we've had so many people over the last few years are continuing to come to East Tennessee because it is a beautiful place. The people are friendly and we have so much a variety of things to do here.
Oh yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about John Brady. So I know that you are a patriot, but also a veteran. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about your military experience. Why did you join? And if you want to share a little bit about that with us.
Sure. So I think those who are listening who are from small towns can relate to this. A lot of us small town guys, that's what we love to do. Since I was 3 years old, it's always everything I've wanted to do. And when it came to my time, believe it or not, I started off with EMS and fire, did that first before going into the Army. But when I did, what started off as just a childhood dream, you know, playing, you know, soldier and whatnot, running around the backyard with other friends, that's just something we've all grew up on thinking about and doing and mm-hmm. getting out of our small towns. But I wanted to do it because it's not just to give back to country, but it's also to improve yourself. And seeing some of my friends that I convinced to go first, even though I went EMS and fire first, but initially I was going to the military, but I saw how they were appreciating that. And I was like, all right, I got to follow my dream. And so I did. I went in and became an 11 Charlie. Matter of fact, my recruiter, Sergeant Boer, I think he's a sergeant first class now, but he and I kind of grew up together. He used to come into our schools and what have you, and just kind of made friends with him. And he never BS'd me. And one day I was like, hey, what's this job? Oh, 11 Charlie. Oh, I get to blow things up. I'm like, yeah, all right, let's do that. So I became a mortarman, specialized in 60 millimeter mortars. And then, served about 8 years. And then got out. And now I'm doing popcorn.
Oh, wow. So 8 years in the military. So what would be one of the things that you would recommend to a young person about joining the military? What would be some sage advice that you would give to young men and women?
Absolutely. So for all of those who are contemplating on going into the services or any profession for that matter, and even for those who are going to stay in the civilian lifestyle, I share this with everybody, especially when they come into our shop, but primarily those who are thinking about the professions, I always tell them everything in life and everything that you're going to endure is 90% mental, 10% physical. If you can overcome all the mental games that are played with you with every obstacle of every single day, put in 10% of that physical work and you're going to succeed in anything you want to do. So no matter what you decide to do, what occupation, whatever branch, go for it. Make something of it. And if you don't like it, push forward and go into something that you think you're going to love.
I think that's great advice to anyone. And you could really apply that to anything.
Yes, ma'am.
So I always love the quote about attitude by Charles Swindoll. And really, life is 90%, you know, what it's really about, 10% what happens to us, 90% is our attitude.
Absolutely.
And it's how we handle those things. So what's the biggest thing when you left the military, what did you leave with? What was the biggest positive, John?
The biggest positive, oh boy, definitely moving with a purpose.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about that.
So everything I do each and every single day is moving with a purpose. If I'm at the grocery store, I'm in and out. I know what I'm going to get. I get it, and I go. If I, for example, today, you know, you guys said 1 o'clock. Well, in the military, you move with a purpose, and you learn hurry up and wait. I think I was in your guys' parking lot about 12:28. I was just like, hey, I'm here, though. Now, that's early. Now, being on time, that's late. Okay. That's what we're always told. So I move in life with a purpose.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break here.
For help navigating the mortgage and home buying process, reach out to Jonathan and Steve at Benchmark Home Loans. Call 423-491-5405 or contact at the website at jonathanandsteve.com.
Okay, we're back with our interview with John Brady of Patriot Popcorn with Benchmark Happenings. And so, John, we've been talking a little bit about your military service. And again, we want to thank you for that and serving your country. I know that there's a lot of benefits from that, but there's also a lot of sacrifices from serving your country. What in the 8 years that you were in the Army, what do you feel like was a sacrifice that you made personally?
Time. Definitely time. I can't speak for everybody, but I think everybody could agree that it's always time. Being away from family, friends, recreational things that we all want to do, but to go and serve a purpose higher than ourselves. And I don't ever find it to be a bad thing, but time is definitely something of the essence, you know, that I've learned. And each and every single day, whether it's being back at home, time is essential to all and everything that we do. And the military takes a lot of that. You know, it's very stressful for those who are having newborns, especially when they're on deployments. But for me, I've always found time.
Yes, it's something that we don't get any more of. We all have the same amount every day, right? Yeah. The 24 hours. So time is precious.
Absolutely.
And it is valuable. And we appreciate your time coming to share with us today. So I want to talk to you a little bit about and find out some more about you have such a passion for other veterans.
Yes, ma'am.
In the area. And you have mentioned that you are willing to help any veteran at any time, day or night, and that you will be available. So how did that get, What led you to that passion? How did you get started with that? And can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you've actually done when you've helped someone?
Absolutely. And I won't go into too much detail because when it comes to working with somebody, I keep that very confidential between who I'm working with.
Absolutely.
But anytime, day or night, they can call me. They can call the business number. And I tell folks in the shop all the time, call that business number twice if it's at night. If it's 2-3 in the morning, the second time is how I know you've heard my spiel and you know that I'm going to pick up. First time wakes me up. But the biggest reason why I want to do this is because I was getting, to be brutally honest, I was getting really tired of organizations, not-for-profits or not, claiming to help these individuals who are suffering with moral injury or battling in silence and not really doing anything about it except handing them a pen and a, you know, a t-shirt and saying, oh, I hope you feel better. I wanted to actually share relation with them, help them through, give them the advice when it comes to a faith-based level as well. If there's a fellow brother or sister that is looking at as to their faith, what does this have to do with my profession? I want to be able to help them understand that. If they don't have a faith, that's perfectly fine. I've got tons of my own advice just to help plant a seed in the hopes that by the end of the day, or the end of the week, or the end of the month, they're still going to be pushing. They're still going to be thinking about 90% mental, 10% physical is life. And when we battle our own demons, key piece of advice I give them is that this is what enables us to then turn it around and help another. Because I can't always help everybody, and I understand that. And in a way, it kind of sucks because you do want to help, just like you want to rescue all the dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with our fellow brothers and sisters. I've heard time and time again other organizations say, oh, we're our brothers and sisters' keeper. But then I hear from my fellow brothers and sisters that, oh, this place, they don't care about me, or they didn't care about so-and-so, or they're not doing enough, or all it is paperwork, or all it is I'm sitting in a line and waiting all day and not getting anything to show for. So I wanted to be that individual that can bring others who are like-minded like myself together in time to be able to create a community where each and every single day we can take care of each other, keep each other squared away. You know, if the families are having a hard time with their loved ones being so far away and for a long period of time, how to cope with that. Not a lot of organizations reach out to the families with a text or a phone call or simply having a place to show up and hang out. And at Patriot Popcorn, it's not just come get some popcorn. It's if you need to come by and hang out with me because you're having a real bad day or memory from 10 years ago is eating you alive, come hang out. I'm going to teach you some things, share some advice, good conversation. I'll introduce you to some other friends and my family and friends. I'll become your family and friends. The organizations I work with are fantastic. You know, I found a lot of individuals who are like-minded. And this network that we've grown together has become greater than a lot of others out there. And we only hope to spread that across the entire nation.
That's tremendous, John. And so what are some of those organizations that you found that you're working with, that you're kind of building that camaraderie where you guys are, you know, helping each other?
Absolutely. So the one here in Tennessee being the newest one that I work with, is the ETL community, Enter the Line community. It's a fantastic organization, and they elaborate more on the faith base. What does your faith have to do with your profession? Working with those guys is fantastic. Also, right in downtown Johnson City is the Warriors Canvas. They do everything with the hands, teaching you how to do canvas paintings, leather work, canning classes, if you like prepping, you name it. They've got all different types of classes that these individuals can go to. And I believe they're even open up to the public too. But my biggest organization that I directly work with is Support Over Stigma back in Illinois. It's nationwide. It's no BS. You can call anytime, day or night, whether it's myself, somebody else from the organization, and they're going to pick up the phone. They're going to take care of you. And if one of us can't relate together, there's so many other individuals within this organization that have been there, have done that, or are going to be closely related to what you've done that are going to help you and absolutely care about you. It's not a I'm bigger and badder and done more things than you. You didn't go here, you didn't go there. No, 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 it's none of that crap. We don't care what occupation you had. We don't care what branch of service you were in, whether you're male, female, doesn't matter. We're here as our fellow brothers and sisters keeper. Canines for Veterans, fantastic organization. They help pair you back up with your service dog. If they can't, because sometimes the military makes that an excruciating, painful process to try to do. So they will have you come in, train with a new dog. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe at a certain level, they cover all the vet fees, the food, but they want to make sure it's you squared away. So you come in, you train, you're working with other people who are military, police, fire. That's a fantastic one. Some of the other ones would be Patriotic Frog and Gun Barrel Coffee, Charlie Mike's, and Core Spice. Now, these are all businesses like me. We all sell retail. Mm-hmm. But because we're not non-for-profits, we do direct work with these individuals and helping them out. So they can come to us anytime, day or night, reach out, and we're all going to help each other. Now, Barista and the Bean is another business that's in the shop with us. She joined mission with us as well, so she gets to help. She's awesome. You know, for not having prior experience, she's very good at listening and also very, very good with elaborating on advice. There's a few others on our website too. We do, not direct work with them, but the Eric Marsh Foundation for Wildland Firefighters. I saw a movie a while ago and it reminded me of the news I saw in 2013 with the Granite Mountain hotshots. And starting this business, I wanted to make sure to take care of a hotshot crew, whether it's direct donations or something, just to help them. But these men and women are out there battling wildfires, and so we came across some hotshots when we were on a trip in Colorado, my brother and I, and they told us, well, hey, we can't accept direct donations, but check out the Eric Marsh Foundation. I was like, oh, I know exactly who that is. So we do a hotshot challenge. 100% of the proceeds go to Amanda, Eric Marsh's widowed wife, and she takes the donations and helps continue that furthering with the assistance of those who are injured or killed in line of duty, you name it. So fantastic organization. There are a few more that we work with too.
Sounds like you have really created a community and have that support here. And that is great, John. It sounds like you are still on that mission. With not only are you have Patriot Popcorn, but you are truly on a mission to help military men and women anytime. And that's really more of the heart of what you're doing. Patriot Popcorn is the business that kind of helps keep you going, but your heart is to help those men and women who have lost their way.
Yep.
Would you want to share that number of your business on the air with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can visit us online at patriotpopcornco.com. And our number is 877-720-1870. And again, for those who, it doesn't matter where you're from, you got something going on at the wee hours of the night or during the day, call anytime. But if it's nighttime, call twice, 877-720-1870.
Wow. Okay. That's great. That is great. Well, so I want to get back to some events, because you did some events this weekend. And so where can people not only go to downtown Johnson City to Patriot Popcorn and to visit you and buy all those wonderful flavors and try, maybe you might let people sort of try a little bit.
We're all about samples. Come on by. We'll keep you warm for the winter.
And then, so where will people expect to see you this summer? Any events coming up that you're going to be participating in?
Yeah, we're hoping to be a part of more with the rodeo. That's Evening Breeze Arena in Elizabethton. I believe we'll be set up there a little bit more. Sometimes we host our own events. We just had a brain cancer awareness walk, but we had to cancel that on Sunday because it was raining. So me, personally, I love, you know, doing things in the rain, but not others. If it ain't raining, we ain't training. But this weekend, Sunday, I believe 3 o'clock, we're doing that walk again. Every April, we do a walk to end child abuse. So if people follow either Barista and the Bean or Patriot Popcorn or Instagram and Facebook, we'll always show like what events we're concluding with or being a part of. Blue Plum is already come and gone. trying to think. I don't know what else is going on this summer in Johnson City. Hopefully there'll be some more things like shutting down the streets and getting more events going or carnival or something, but either way.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get you plugged into the Fun Fest in Kingsport.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
I'll get you some information on that. That would be a good one to be a part of. They've been doing that for many, many years. So, John, any last parting thoughts, words that you would like to share with our audience today?
I just really want to show my appreciation for you guys allowing me to express what we do mission-wise with the business and everything, because some news channels, they don't like to express it. You know, they don't like to say, like, hey, there's people doing some real good things. They say proceeds going over towards, I don't know, or direct work. So I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys having me on and being able to elaborate on what we do. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, John. Thank you for moving here to East Tennessee in Johnson City. We hope that it's good to you and your family, and that you continue having just a thriving business with Patriot Popcorn. So, guys, go visit Patriot Popcorn, and that's on the corner of
State of Franklin and South Rome.
State of Franklin and South Rome, Patriot Popcorn. So give John a visit, and it's a lot of fun going down there. They got all these cute little tables set up outside, so if you want to grab some coffee from the barista and Bean, and she does make a mean latte. I did try that. I actually tried a lot of things on a Friday.
Yeah, she's got us all addicted.
It was really good. So it's just a great place. And John is doing good work, and he's truly helping people. And he has a heart for our veterans. And here at Benchmark, we have a heart for our veterans as well. And we want to help our veterans get the home of their dreams. We consider ourselves experts in the VA home loan arena. So, John, thank you for being here today. And Absolutely. We look forward to maybe another episode, because you've got a lot of things going on
definitely
there with your mission.
I do vouch, those veterans that are looking for those home loans, this is the place to come and do it.
Okay, well, thank you. We appreciate you, John, and for supporting us as well. So, all right, guys, well, that's a wrap for Patriot Popcorn with John Brady. Thank you all so much for listening.
This has been Benchmark Happenings, brought to you by Jonathan Tipton and Steve Reed from Benchmark Home Loans. Jonathan and Steve are residential mortgage lenders. They do home loans in Northeast Tennessee, and they're not only licensed in Tennessee, but Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. Our passion is Northeast Tennessee. So if you have questions about mortgages, call us at 423-491-5405. And the website is www.jonathanandsteve.com. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time on Benchmark Happenings.